Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Oh man, classic Beyonce right there. Hov, Ebro, yep. Lord Rosenberg Friday. We made it, y'all. We made it. I want to get y'all on these lines though, so we could get into this Laura Never Loses situation. Family members. 800-223-9797. Get on the lines right now. Let's pick some folks to compete in the game that lives up to its name. Laura Never Loses next. It's that Wale, J. Cole. Hey. Poke it out now. Let's poke it. Ebro Law Rosenberg and Money. What's crack-a-lacking, fams? Yo, today the high is 74 over for us in New York. Hopefully it's sunshiny wherever you listen to Ebro Law Rosenberg at. Oh, the weekend is looking mighty nice as well, Yo, Shani, they coming for the bro Dave Chappelle still.
I saw that. You know? One of the executives, too, was like, I'm out of here. Because she's, trans? And she's on the inside and was like, nah, I'm not with it. So, yeah, I see they flooding them. They're going for them.
They're going for it. Right. Now, my question is, has everybody watched it yet? Or are people just going up in arms over the clips that are circulating?
I watched it yesterday in full.
And yeah. What did you think?
It definitely helps a little bit to watch the whole thing rather than see jokes out of context.
Right. But if he's a storyteller.
Right. But like, if
but
I'm being
honest.
You
still understand why people are upset.
Yeah, I do. I mean, like, the truth for me is somewhere in the middle. Like, everything. Like, he did not become, I think, like, you know, hateful and nasty, and his intentions are terrible. And some of it's still thoughtful and funny and even touching at times. However, I did have moments where I'm like, damn, you're still talking about trans people. This has been almost the whole thing. Like, literally almost the whole special. And there are times when I could see why you might be like, I could see that.
Now, I'm trying to think back to other Dave Chappelle's, and I got to go look at it and see if he harped on a topic or harped on something that he knew was, you know.
For several shows or for one specific show, like state and theme?
Well, several shows, both, honestly.
He definitely does it within shows.
Yeah.
Yeah, he definitely does it within shows, but I'm thinking, like, you know, the trans went last, I think in this one. He talks about how, you know, when in Sticks and Stones, where he talked about trans people and they came for him on Twitter, right? And then he's like, you know, Twitter's not a real place. You know what I'm saying? Like,
which is also interesting because he says that, but he also clearly is affected by Twitter.
Right.
He talks about it. I mean, he talks about people coming for him a lot.
Well, yeah. And so I think that's the irony, right? It's like he talked about people coming for him and then provoked the same people who have been coming for him.
Mm-hmm. I think he definitely...
And invited them to come for him.
He definitely stays in theme. You know, I've noticed and have been watching some of his older pieces. Even when he's in a lineup like Def Comedy Jam, his whole set is one specific theme. He's not several different jokes all the time. And even a recent one where he did kind of keep it diverse, what he started with, he closed with.
Right.
I think it's just hard at this point for someone who is not a part of the group to stand back and tell someone how to feel about it.
That's right.
You know? Well,
yeah. Like, now, does he tell them how to feel about it in this special? Or does he just do his own commentary and he's like, y'all not going to agree with me?
No. Yeah, he's not telling you how to feel about it, but other people are. Other people right now are either in the Dave's a bad guy or y'all are so sensitive, it's fine. Dave's the greatest. And, like, the truth is somewhere in the middle.
Right.
That's just...
Well, look. If I'm sensitive about something and I don't like it, then I don't like it. So I get right. That. You know what I'm saying? If you know, if I don't want to hear someone's commentary about, you know, the black community, the black experience, even hip hop for that matter. Look, I didn't like Steve Harvey for a long time because he was always coming for hip hop.
Right.
Yeah. When he was at his height, I'd be like, I don't really rock with this dude. He always talking crazy about hip hop.
Well, I know Netflix is taking advantage because it wasn't, you know how they have the big promos as soon as you turn on Netflix, whatever they want you to watch is like in your face, like Squid Games or whatever. I didn't see it before yesterday. And now all of a sudden yesterday it was like Dave Chappelle, Closer.
No, facts. When I looked to go watch on Tuesday, I couldn't find the Dave Chappelle thing on the front page.
Yeah.
And I didn't have time to search for it. I got distracted and went and did something else.
Now they like, let's take advantage of the press.
Well, I mean, that's what they're supposed to do. I mean, you paid this guy
$1 million.
Yeah.
Up front.
Take advantage. With the amount of money Netflix paid Dave Chappelle, the National Black Justice Coalition, and others, or whoever's on this list, let me see who's on this list, of people who are asking Netflix to take it down. But are they taking all Chappelle's stuff down? Because he's got something offensive in all of them.
But they're not actually taking it down, are they?
They haven't confirmed. They're being asked.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to take this down. I mean,
like you said, he wants to smoke. Because let's say they let this rock, and then he wants to do another special, and they're like, nah, you know, the last one was real controversial. Then it makes him even more exclusive, you know, if he wants to do live events or pay-per-view events later, dip away for a minute, come back. So, I'm saying, I don't
now,
think it's going
to... Rosenberg, would you call Dave Chappelle lazy or hostile, transphobic, homophobic in this?
I don't think it's my place. He refers to himself as transphobic the entire time. That's one of the themes. But, like, you know, he's saying it sort of ironically and sort of seriously. It's kind of hard to tell exactly what he's saying. I see why people would say the word lazy, because they probably feel like he's been harping on this same issue, and he's... I don't know, man. It's just some of the stuff that he normally, Dave is so clever, and there are a few spots where I'm like, I don't find this to be that clever, which is why I think people would get their feelings hurt.
I think the craziest part and most interesting, let me say, part of it all is in a day and time of cancellation, comedians often talking about cancel culture and people coming for somebody. Dave gave you something to come for him for.
Mm-hmm. And he also can't get canceled.
Right. So I think the real joke's on us.
Mm-hmm. Facts.
And Netflix.
Yeah, he ain't stupid. We know that.
He has never been stupid. That's for sure.
Right.
But it is interesting to hear someone the whole time talking about how messed up it is and cancellation, how bad it is. And meanwhile, I'm like, but you can't get canceled.
Maybe he's so, like, testing it.
Let's see. Yeah, now look, Netflix can cancel him. Netflix can say we're not going to do any more specials. Netflix can absolutely say that. That can.
But if you have that big a base, you're not cancelable.
I mean, now canceled. He'll go away for a little while. He'll go on tour. It'll be amazing. He'll put it out himself. Pay for it to go. He could do whatever he wants.
Mm-hmm.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Let's get into the game that lives up to its name. On the line, Abby and Mondo. Good buddy. Good buddy.
Hello, hello, hello. Good morning.
Good morning, Abby. Have you seen the Dave Chappelle special yet?
I have not yet, but it's definitely on my to-do list.
There you go. Mondo, you checked it out yet?
Not yet, but, you know, everybody's talking about it, so I might have to tune in.
Yep.
Yo, people that get up as early as us, and I'm assuming both of y'all probably got kids. People, if you got
I
kids,
don't have kids.
Oh, you don't have children. Well, you probably just been busy.
2 years old.
Yeah, when you got kids and you wake up early, you don't really have time. You don't have a place to watch something as raunchy as Dave Chappelle.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, when you going to get to it? You got kids in the house. You got to get up early. You can't be staying up. You can't stay up too late after they go to sleep. Otherwise, you're messing up your whole
life. Right, then you try to watch in bed and you fall asleep.
Yeah, right. Like, you don't even get to enjoy it. Abby, who you want to represent you, me or Rosenberg, this morning?
Where's Laura?
She like, no.
Damn.
Oh, man.
Laura's still out here trying to get a car to get to work somewhere.
Damn, Rosenberg, don't let me down, please.
All right, I'll try. I'll try, Abby. I'll try.
Damn, Abby.
Nah, I need different energy than that. Don't let me down.
Sorry, Abby. I will not let you.
Hey.
I will not let you down.
Oh, Laura's in the building.
Oh my God.
Rosenberg.
Oh, man.
In an unprecedented turn of events, Abby, you now have the option.
I think she chose.
To bail on Rosenberg.
I'm definitely going with Laura. All right.
Wow. This is great. Yo, Rosenberg, I never seen somebody get this kind of
like the loyalty.
I spoke her into existence.
Yo, I'm going back to sleep.
And I got good vibes, good energy. Damn.
Oh, my God.
Okay. All right. I'm not offended.
I'm going to need it. Is it Gabby?
Damn, it's Abby.
Abby, sorry. Good morning, love.
I don't even know your name.
I had a tough morning. I'm late, but I'm here now.
Yes,
that's the energy you need to overcome on a Friday. 60 seconds on the clock.
Okay,
what are we giving away, Laura Staff?
All right, you can win a pair of boxing gloves signed by Tyson Fury and Deontay Wilder. Okay. Remember, they're preparing for that fight. Saturday, October 9th, that's tomorrow at 9 p.m. Eastern from Las Vegas, live on pay-per-view.
Now, Rosenberg, you're into memorabilia and signed items. Do these boxing gloves ever end up being worth anything?
You know, I would imagine so. I mean, they're limited. Obviously, there aren't an endless supply of them. So I think they can become worth something. Definitely something that, in a pinch, needed it.
We're putting some money in somebody's pocket right now. 6 seconds on the clock. Shiny with the questions. Let's play Laura. Never lose.
Pressure on a Friday. All right.
Here we go.
All right.
Okay.
Which classic group has to postpone Ebro?
I think you said this yesterday.
Yeah, you already said this one.
This, but the answer is TLC.
Wow, Ebro with an easy one. My fault.
Okay.
What is the largest purebred animal
in
the... Ebro.
The largest purebred animal.
Three, two, one.
Newfoundland.
Incorrect. Dog. What is the largest purebred family in the cat family?
Oh, in the
purebred
cat?
Purebred animal in the cat family.
Cat family. In the cat family, I'm going to go with, I think, a tiger, because I've said lion before and I was
tiger
wrong.
Tiger is correct. Tiger is correct.
We've had this question before?
Tie game. The social media platforms owned by whom? Laura.
I'm just going to go with Mark Zuckerberg.
Owned by Mark Zuckerberg is correct. Blacked out on Monday. Mount Olympus is the highest point. Laura.
Mount Olympus. It's in Greece?
That is correct. Highest point in Greece. Time's up. Laura wins.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Can't believe it. You're
Rosenberg,
welcome.
I can feel in your energy. You heard my voice first on that last one. I could feel it. He did. Say it.
I don't know. Laura kind of Ebro'd Laura there. Like, she was loud, so it was hard to
say. She was like, look.
Exactly.
It's okay, Ebro.
You see how Rosenberg still wanted to blame me for something that Laura did? Yo, this show is against me.
What?
Yo,
what
Laura never wins. He never loses.
Oh, my God.
Exactly.
Laura
never loses. Right the first time. Freudian slip.
Laura never loses.
Said it right. Yo, Abby, you getting these signed boxing gloves? Mondo, the fellas, we get robbed, man. That's just the... Yo, this show's anti-man.
I got the good vibes. Let me tell y'all. Shout out to Wealthy, right? That's my brand, and I sell sage. And because I sell sage, I brought y'all the good vibes, right?
Cleansing the energy.
At info.wealthy, WHEALTHY, and that's why Laura never loses.
Wow, thank you.
Wow, yo, what a promo. What a promo.
You're great.
On the way, Flashing Lights, Laura Staff.
Coming up in a Flashing Lights report, Jay-Z and Beyonce could make Oscar history. They're actually competing against the same award. So we'll discuss coming up, Flashing Lights.
7 minutes commercial free.
Non-stop hip hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning.
Woo!
Hot 97. 97 minutes commercial-free.
Non-stop hip-hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning.
Woo!
Hot 97.
Flashing Lights time with the great Laura Styles.
Got the 411 on the flashing lights, lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Styles gonna put us on.
Jay-Z and Beyonce, Mr. and Mrs. Carter, could write themselves into Oscar history by becoming the first ever husband and wife duo to be nominated for the same award.
Mm.
Now, according to Variety, Jay-Z and Beyonce are both favorites to receive the best original song nods for the upcoming Academy Awards. So, thanks to contributions from The Harder They Fall, movie that looks fire, about black cowboys. Have you seen that trailer yet?
I haven't.
Of course.
Fire, The Harder They Fall. Please look it up. It's so good. And also another one that definitely will make you cry just watching the trailer is King Richard. So, Hove has a song called Guns Go Bang, a collaboration with Kid Cudi on the soundtrack for The Harder They Fall. And Beyonce has one on the King Richard movie. The track is called Be Alive. King Richard
movies,
is the
I'm
Venus and,
Serena, yeah,
and Serena's dad
yeah.
movie.
I'm super hyped for both. Every time I see the King Richard trailer, I tear up.
I know. Mm.
I showed it to Issa. She was like, Dad, why are you crying? I was like, you're not emotional about this? Get out of here, kid.
She's not connected to the real story.
Nah, she has no idea.
Guys, and please, look up the trailer for The Harder They Fall. That's going to have you hype.
The Harder They Fall.
Yes. Man. It's your Flashing Lights report. The time is 7:03. It's a high, let me see, today 75. And alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Ooh. Look, coming up, who's on the list of congratulations? You playeth thine self.
Oh, we already know who.
Who?
Some NBA players got to get it.
Oh, yeah. Laundry list.
Come
boy.
On.
Crazy. Keep it locked.
WQHD-FM, HD1 New York, 97 minutes commercial free.
Yeah.
Commercial free coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Yo, Laura, who's Jesse Nelson? You know that person?
Jesse Nelson?
Or I think I'm saying that. J-E-S-Y Nelson?
I don't know.
She was on the cover of, like, Glamour magazine yesterday. I saw her name. I never knew who she was. And then, in Britain. I think she's British.
She's the one with the song with Nicki Minaj, right?
Oh,
yeah,
with the boys.
She got a song. That's why I was asking. She got a song. Nicki Minaj trending right now. I don't know these people.
Honestly, she's from the UK?
She's from Little Mix. Remember that
oh, I heard of that UK group, Little Mix.
Little Mix. She used to be a member of that group.
Because I only heard of her because of Nicki.
Oh. We saw out the loop. Hit us with the button.
Facts. I had to look that up.
That was what,
congratulations.
That's what
you playing yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, how you're playing yourself. You're playing yourself. You're playing yourself.
We're trying to get it together.
Oh, Lucy Goosey.
I had some things out of, for other things we was doing behind the scenes.
Yo, Laura.
Yes.
Fam, tell us about these NBA players. I know you wanted to put this on the list today.
Oh,
18 NBA
God.
Players arrested, or former NBA players.
Guys, this story, when I first read it, I was like, no, this can't be true. So look, first it was the PPP loan season. You know, we saw all the scams when it came to that. But it seems like federal authorities are back into hunting just regular fraudsters, people who thought they were like, oh, they're busy getting them. We're good. No. So the federal authorities announced charges against 18 former NBA players in a $4 million scheme to defraud the NBA's health and welfare benefit plan. So the plan is used to like your regular insurance. And allegedly, some claims that were made were 100% bogus. So the 18 former players are the ringleader that they're calling is Terrence Williams.
Former Net.
Okay. Yep. And then we have Tony Allen.
Yep. Longtime Celtic.
Shannon Brown.
Laker.
Ronald Glenn Davis.
That's Big Baby Davis.
Celtic.
And the only woman charged was Allen's wife, Desiree Allen.
Sebastian Telfair was in there. I think Darius Miles was in there. But here's the biggest congrats among
this is
the many.
Crazy.
Among the many. They originally started getting caught because the claims were being made on documents that were not done on, like, letterhead. Like, they first noticed, like, wow, these doctors don't even have letterhead. Then they kept looking.
It was just like loose leaf. It was just like lined paper from high school.
Yo, how about this? Keep going. They're like, wait, why are there grammatical errors in this?
No. I didn't see that part.
Yo, they was
Wait, why are they spelling why are they spelling the patient's name wrong?
Oh. Whoa.
And then Rosenberg, did you read this? That a lot of the claims were filed the same day for the same services under the same doctors.
Yeah, they would say that like two players both had like 8 root canal surgeries on the same day with the same doctor. Meanwhile, those players weren't even in America at the time. One was documented to be playing overseas.
Wow.
Yo, fam.
This must be a thing.
You played
My
yourself.
Guess is this is a thing where one of the dudes was like, hey, listen, I got a plan. It's foolproof. Yep. You want to make a little money? Don't worry about it. Because had anyone thought about it, right? And you're someone who's made $50 million in your NBA career. Even if you've spent a lot and you're only sitting on $10 million, is this kind of risk worth it to make $30,000?
Now, I have a question. Did the money go directly to these players, or these are the players whose names were used?
It was for them to get the money. They would be the ones who are being reimbursed.
They would benefit from the money.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Individually.
I believe so.
Okay.
I believe it would be that each one of the players would be, they'd be submitting claims for that player.
Well, because someone could submit claims and you could be like, yeah, you can use my name. Yeah, you're going to get some money. Hit me off. Boom, boom, boom. You know what I mean? It could be a scheme, like they're running a scheme. But that whoever Laura pointed out was the ringleader.
Well, Terrence Williams was supposedly getting kickbacks. He was supposed to make $250,000 for doing this.
Got it. So they were going to hit him off for making them a couple of dollars.
Yes. Yeah. So that's.
But like,
yo,
the amount
all
of money
it adds up to this, though.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Crazy.
Damn.
Yo.
Was it really worth it?
I'm sensitive to this topic for many reasons, but mainly because I feel like Haitians and have to deal with this negativity, stereotyping. Obviously, everything that goes on in Haiti and the instability of the nation itself. And it feels like it just constantly, whether you're a Haitian who was born here in the United States or somewhere out in the diaspora, or even Haitians living in Haiti. But Donald Trump, who I know many Haitians are not a fan of for many reasons, decided he wanted to go on Fox News and say hundreds of thousands of Haitians with AIDS are pouring into our country illegally.
Oh, my God.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
And, you know, the idea of Haitians being riddled with AIDS has been a stereotype and an issue for Haitian Americans for many, many, many years. And not that I needed to give you another reason to dislike Donald Trump, but I figured I would just report on that because that's the type of person he is. He knows what he's doing when he does that. And if you are Haitian and you support Donald Trump, you know what I got for you.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Rosenberg, what's on your list today?
The NBA players that I just talked about with Laura Stiles.
Oh, y'all was sharing that one? Well, hit me with the button. Nobody told me.
Congratulations.
No, we
you
did. That
yourself.
Is the button. So all that big Willie talk, hop you up. Playing yourself. You're playing yourself. You're playing yourself.
In the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Look, coming up, we got some prizes. We got some gifts. It's Friday, so let's get the tunes on. 97 minutes commercial-free music with Cass. Normani. Ladies and gentlemen, somebody got curves. And then they said, you know what? I'm brave enough to go on the radio and find out why this person that I thought I was good with is now not hitting me back anymore. Mm-hmm. Could have been a date, could have been a relationship. Let's see here. We have Anna. How are you?
I'm okay. Once I find out why I got cursed, but it's all good.
Well, first, we want to say thank you for being brave enough to come on the show, because I know it's a little nerve-wracking, but it's also learning, right? Like, that was our whole pitch.
Yeah.
All right, Anna. So you and John had a good date, you thought. You went to a dinner at Patricia's in the Bronx. Went over to a bar up there for drinks. Everything was smooth. You felt like he was a little reserved.
Yeah, he was very reserved. But, like, I felt like he was warming up and starting to enjoy himself. We had great conversations, so I'm not understanding.
Okay. It seems pretty basic, guys. This is really all we have.
All right.
John has agreed to come on the show, Anna. So I'm going to call him, but he doesn't know that you're on the phone. So at any point, feel free to jump in, because that's highly entertaining for the rest of us.
I just want to know what's up.
All right. Here we go. Hang on, Anna. We're going to get John on the line. 1 second.
Hello.
John.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. It's Ebro and Laura and Rosenberg. Hey. You're on our segment Curved, man.
Hi, John.
Good morning.
Thank you for doing this, man. I appreciate you.
I appreciate you guys.
So Anna reached out to us. She said you guys went on a date. Everything was smooth. She said you seemed a little reserved, but she was trying to, you know, flirt and get you all, you know, to have a little bit of fun. But now you're not hitting her back. Why, John?
Yeah, she was right. Or the reserve bit was right. That's kind of my MO. But I got more and more reserved throughout the date because, yeah, she was flirting with me, but not only was she flirting with me, she was flirting with everyone else.
That's problematic.
Who's everyone else?
Yeah.
Who's everyone else?
She was flirting with our server, flirting with the bouncer, or then she was flirting with the bartender, and then any customer at the bar. It was ridiculous.
Wait, now, flirting or being friendly?
Flirting. Like, turning it on. She was, like, putting her hands all on his arms and chest and kind of doing the whole smiley thing and touching his face.
Touching his face? Did she suck his dick?
Whoa, no.
What the hell? That's Yo, John, Anna's on the phone.
BS.
I knew she was coming for that.
That is BS. See, that's not cool. Okay.
Wait, now, Anna.
But she's
Rosenberg
not
was saying. Joking. We know you didn't suck his dick. Right?
Chill.
Right? Sorry.
Right.
Anna.
Okay, I'm
Can
about
you
to
tell
be
us
a little
bit.
Perhaps I was flirting, but I'm getting pissed because he didn't mention this, though. We got a discount on our meal.
Oh.
Then when we went to the bar, we didn't pay for half of our drinks.
Oh. Okay.
The problem, he should have told me.
John, she was trying to hustle to help you. She's a ride or die.
A discount here and there is one thing, but, like, all night? And, like, the bouncer? We didn't get a discount from the bouncer. What you get to flirt with the bouncer
for? You were enjoying every time.
I ain't broke. I didn't need you to help me with the discount. So, I appreciate you. I appreciate that. But, yo, I was trying to have a date with you, though.
Yeah, and I was having a date with you because I think you're friendly as hell. I said you're funny, even though you were reserved. I mean, I would go out with you again, but just say, "But hey, we don't have to. We're cool. You don't have to do that." Because I was not paying attention to them. It really was about you.
But it's not my job to correct your behavior. I was observing. Whoa, that's the first thing about it.
Okay, since I'm not a child, like, correcting my behavior, it's just saying, "Hey, babe, you know, hey."
I feel you. Like, flirting with all these dudes in front of me on the first date, it was a bit disrespectful, which is why I was more reserved.
I mean, I apologize. I'm sorry.
All right, John has a point. I do feel like he's being a little sensitive. It is the first date.
Yeah, a little sensitive, but I get it.
But I get it. I also think there's an interesting quality in a woman that knows how to finesse to get things, you know, for free a little. But maybe you guys just aren't compatible. Maybe John's a little bit too square for you, Anna.
Maybe John needs a little spice in his life. Maybe that's good for him. That's why I thought it was hot about him.
Anna, have you ever taken a guy back to a hotel and drugged him and stolen his money while he was sleeping?
No, I'm not doing that.
I never heard a strong denial, but we're clear you didn't suck anyone's correct?
Oh my gosh, no.
Okay, cool. Right. We glossed over it like it was a joke. I just wanted to be clear because you guys did get things for free.
Oh man.
Wow.
We just wanted to be clear. John, would you ever go on a date with Anna again though?
I ain't gonna lie, I do like the spiciness. I just didn't know the
Talk about
John. Do you want to try one more time?
Hey, I'm down.
Okay, Anna, you're down?
I told you. Yes. I need to keep my reserve set off. Yes.
Yo, my man, you might luck out. She might pretend you're the waiter and suck your this time.
Talk about it.
Think you got curved? Hit us up right now at gotcurved@gmail.com so we can get to the bottom of it for you.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Ebro Law Rosenberg and Maddie. Woo! Friday. Yo, thank y'all for all always logging in with us, man. Supporting us and showing us love. We really appreciate y'all. The family's here. The family. Laura, how you feeling? You got any sleep this week? How's mom life? What's going on, man?
Oh, I had a rough night last night.
What happened?
I don't know, man. Baby woke up at like 12 and she wakes up at 2. And like at 2, I'm just kind of like, nah, fam.
Like, what you doing?
There's nothing wrong with you. You're clean.
Do you go? Are you still going in and check on her, or you just let her rock?
No, the second one I let her rock. The first one I checked up on her because that, you know how you know their cries, and then they hit you with one. You're like, oh, all right. Let me just make sure that you're okay. And then the second one I just let her cry, but that 30 minutes felt like eternity.
That's a long time.
You know
night.
What I mean? It's like, oh my gosh, like why?
Well, she's teething, right?
Yeah. So yeah. It's tough.
Mom life.
Yeah.
And that was the last one? Was it 2 to 2:30?
We're 2 to 2:30, yep.
How old is young baby light now?
11 months.
11 months.
Those two top teeth are coming
hero,
in.
Hero, baby.
Her birthday Halloween. This month, right?
Yeah, Halloween.
Halloween.
So crazy. Girl, man. Right?
I still enjoy the idea that young baby light stole Halloween from you. That's so
but
good.
Really, but now Laura has an excuse for a Halloween party this
I
year.
I do. So I'm actually
yeah, but it's not
about
Laura, because y'all know the effort Laura put into Halloween every right. year.
I know, but you know what, though? I enjoy this.
It's a perfect gift, right?
Yeah, yeah. I enjoy it. I think it's cool. It's
sounds like a good spin. Yo, yeah. Call right now, 800-223-9.
I mean, call it what you want, but I'm happy. I'm happy.
You could be smarter than DJ John. Woo!
DJ John.
Wow.
DJ John.
Wow. Friday, Johnny.
DJ John.
Oh, boy. DJ John.
DJ John.
That
John,
was
what
terrible. Up, baby?
Yo.
John.
Why you guys sound so loud? Jeez.
Turn your volume down.
John? Turn your headphones down.
Oh. No. It made me... Okay. Yesterday, I went to get some blood work, right? Because I'm just checking on my high blood pressure. You know what I'm saying? I want to make sure it's down. So they want to make sure I'm good. So every 3 months, I have to go get my blood work. And I've been thinking about getting the flu shot. So I got the flu shot. Mm. You know, my lady got the flu shot. Her daughter got the flu shot. So I want to make sure, you know, they're safe. Then I'll do it. You know what I'm saying? Just want to make sure, you know, as a group decision.
Where are you going, John? And why is it taking so long?
Where are we going? Man, the after effect of a flu shot, I feel wow. Like I broke into sweats. I started my nose started running. My body started getting hot.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm. The flu.
Well, duh. But my body, it's just like, and then got my blood. I got blood taken away from me. So a lot of blood taken away from me yesterday. So I feel like
you're a wreck. You're
a mess.
You're just saying you feel like crap.
Yes.
We'll call right now because he usually plays like crap during this game, so it doesn't matter at all. It'll be consistent.
Good for you.
John, what are you giving away?
Get your bills paid with the Meek Mill debt relief plan and tickets to see Meek Mill at the Garden going down October 23rd with little Uzi.
Oh, you get tickets too.
Oh, yeah. Meek Mill expensive pain available now on all streaming platforms. Man, how about Meek Mill and Atlantic Records, baby?
Shout out to Meek Mill. Got some joints on that new album, Expensive Pain.
Mm-hmm.
Plus that show at the Gardens, Meek Mill and Friends, that's a good one. 800-223-9797. Shani, who you got? We paying somebody's bill too. They in to win.
Gregory,
you got some bills that need to get paid, sir?
Oh yeah.
Meek Mill's paying bills. Laura's got a question for you.
All right, Gregory. Quick. Gregory, here we go. Can you tell us what jersey number did Michael Jordan wear for most of his career?
Early. Uh-huh, yeah.
I'm going to go with
21. Yeah, 21. Wow. I like that. Good number.
Sure. That's your final answer, man? Michael Jordan?
Michael Jordan. What number? 23.
Jeez.
I was about to hang up on dude.
Why did that take so long?
He said 21.
I just wanted to mess with y'all a little bit.
you almost played yourself. You weren't messing with us.
Congratulations. It's Michael Jordan.
You played yourself, right? All right, John, answer. John will get it wrong, though. You'll still be in the game to get you some Meek Mill and Friends tickets to get some bills paid courtesy of Meek Mill. Get in to win that.
All right, here we go,
Jordan's
John.
Jordan's wife's name, Juanita?
Yeah. What was the first year basketball was demonstrated at the Olympics?
First year? 1906.
Very close. 1904.
Damn it. Wow, John. Damn.
So close.
Whoa. You were right there, John.
Almost, man. What's the cat's name on the phone, man?
Gregory.
You going to see Meek Mill, buddy? Plus, you're in the win to get your bills paid, right, Juan? How does it work, man?
Yeah, man, get your bills paid. So you qualify to win for get your bills paid, but you definitely go to the Garden.
Yeah, man. Gregory, hang on the line, bro. We appreciate you and your shenanigans today. It was a good time.
Thank you. Appreciate you guys. I listen to you guys every morning, man. I brighten up my day every morning.
Oh, thanks, man. Love,
man. Appreciate that. On the way, Flashing Lights, Laura Staff.
Coming up in a Flashing Lights report, rapper Pooh Shiesty is facing a possible life sentence. I'll give you the details on the story coming up, Flashing Lights.
Also, Ebro, I have a bonus for you. We have to put Ebro to the test coming up.
What do you mean?
Bing, 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 bing.
Will he give real, honest feedback on the fact that his favorite man on planet Earth, The Rock, has dropped a track where he's rapping for the first time
ever? Oh, yeah, I'll give honest feedback. No! I don't even need to hear it. It's probably fire. Yo, we can play that classic he has with Y-Club.
It doesn't matter.
All right, Rosenberg. What do you want to test what now?
So I saw a tweet earlier that The Rock was like, tomorrow I'm rapping on a song for the first time with my brother, Tech N9ne.
Well, hang on.
Tech N9ne?
Before I have to slander The Rock, let's just give him props for his performance in Moana and his singing in Moana. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
When he played Maui in Moana, Maui had a few bars. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, listen, he's The Rock is an amazing talent, actor, wrestler, funny, great dude, solid. We love The Rock up here. But let's hear how he sounds on the song Face Off by Tech N9ne, where The Rock...
Shout out to Tech N9ne getting The Rock on a record. How big is that?
God.
Well, I think they've been friendly for a long time, and he cashed in and said, yo, we gonna jump on this joint? So Tech N9ne raps first, and there's two other verses, and then The Rock comes up last. Let's hear how The Rock closes it out. Bravo, they gon' take your face off. They gon' rumble.
They gon' take your face off. They gon' rumble. They gon' take your face off. Sounds like a musical.
It's about drive, it's about power. We stay hungry, we devour. Put in the work, put in the hours, and take what's ours. Like in Samoan in my veins, my culture banging with strange. I change the game, so what's my name? What they gonna get though? Desecration, defamation. If you wanna bring it to the masses, face to face, now we escalating. When I have to put boost it, this mean on ya. Like a dream, when I'm rumbling, you're gonna scream, mama. So bring drama to the King Brahma. Punch with extreme mana.
He's rapping. Yo, that's going up with the Samoans, baby.
Yeah, you're definitely rapping for the Samoans right there.
That's going up with the Samoans, fam.
I mean, that part's nice, but everything else, I use Mio.
The musical, it sounds like a Broadway play. Let's keep it 100.
Yes, it does.
Well, but actually, that was better than I expected.
I liked it.
I didn't think it was
bad. I had no idea what to expect. I'm happy he's rapping for the Samoans. I would encourage Rock to never do that again, but you know.
Right. Don't do it again, but.
Let's not make this a habit, but you know what I'm saying? I'm glad you had fun.
On the scale of the Rock, because you can't compare him to anything else but himself kind of thing. Like, all right, he's better than the last time.
Yo, but is it more fire?
I thought so.
Where is it more fire than this? Where's that Wyclef? I know it's in the system. It doesn't matter.
I don't know if that's in the system, Ibra.
Yeah, it's probably not in the system.
Where was last?
I bet you it is. Yo, I bet you it's in the system.
Let's see.
I'll tell you what. It's not in Cas 1 Serato.
It absolutely isn't.
Nope.
No. Ah, no. Damn it.
No.
You ain't got no Wyclef and the Rock in your Serato?
You ain't got no Wyclef and the Rock in your Serato?
Absolutely not. Neither does Hot 97.
Let's get to flashing light.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
On the flash lights, lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing light, and Laura Stiles gonna put us on.
So Pooh Shiesty, whose real name is Lontrell Williams Jr., is facing a possible life sentence.
Yeesh.
He had his bond revoked earlier in June and recently withdrew a motion to delay his trial. So he's gonna remain in custody with a trial date set to begin on October 25th. He's only 21 years old, so he's facing charges from the 2020 shooting of two men in Florida. Now, this was, remember, Ibra, you brought this up. This was that illegal deal gone bad where he was trying to purchase lean weed and sneakers.
Yeah, and, he was getting some exclusives, according to the story, yeah.
Yeah, he shot two men in the butt and in the hip and left a scene in a McLaren that was captured on video and went viral.
This was in 2020. He said he's shooting a man in the buttocks, according to what I'm reading here.
What a mess.
An encounter included a rented McLaren, drugs, and high-end sneakers. He fled the scene. A Louis bag stuffed with 40 in cash fell out of the driver's seat in a McLaren.
Yeah.
Investigators say the serial numbers on one of the recovered bills matched a $100 bill flashed in his Instagram account days before the robbery.
It's just so ridiculous.
In a separate incident, he's accused of pulling a semi-automatic pistol and waving it around at the club in Miami. Y'all remember that?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And firing a shot that hit a security guard in the ankle. And so it's a 4-count federal indictment. Scheduled to begin October 25th.
Oof. I remember the good old days.
That's a whole mess.
I remember the good old days when artists would be popping for at least a year before they had a serious charge. These days, it's like rappers come into the game with the charge simultaneous.
It's already happening, right?
Yeah, by the second you've heard of them, the next thing, the one headline, here's who the person is.
Well,
next headline.
The difference now is we're meeting artists earlier now.
Yeah.
You know, back in the day, they had like, you know, the A&R, you know, they had their kind of like, it was coming up a little bit. And then we met them. And then things got hotter once they got money. Now they got money quicker. We meet them earlier. You know what I'm saying? Which brings all the drama and the chaos.
Well, listen, we have a guest on the show today who certainly knows what it's like to get caught up in the chaos and pay a serious, serious price for it, too.
Coming up on the show, Shine, the Honorable Shine Barrow, Shine Poe, will be on the program. We'll talk about where he's at now in life, what he's got going on, and his whole journey, man. It's going to be a good
conversation.
When
you say the Honorable, you mean because he's actually an
elected official.
Elected official in Belize.
Yeah.
That's your flashing light. Your brother, time is 7:58. High of 75 degrees today. Alternate side parking rules are in effect.
About time we get some more Jewish guests on this program. I've been waiting for it.
WQHT and WQHT HD1 New York.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Right.
Flashing Lights time with the great Laura Styles.
Got the 411 on the flashing lights, lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing light. And Laura Styles gonna put us on.
Jay-Z and Beyonce, Mr. and Mrs. Carter, could write themselves into Oscar history by becoming the first ever husband and wife duo to be nominated for the same award.
Mm.
Now, according to Variety, Jay-Z and Beyonce are both favorites to receive the best original song nods for the upcoming Academy Awards. So, thanks to contributions from The Harder They Fall, movie that looks fire, about black cowboys. Have you seen that trailer yet?
I haven't.
Of course.
Fire. The Harder They Fall. Please look it up. It's so good. And also another one that definitely will make you cry just watching the trailer is King Richard. So, Hove has a song called Guns Go Bang, a collaboration with Kid Cudi on the soundtrack for The Harder They Fall. And Beyonce has one on the King Richard movie. The track is called Be Alive. King Richard is the Venus and Serena's dad movie.
I'm super hyped for both. Every time I see the King Richard trailer, I tear up.
I know.
I showed it to Issa. She was like, Dad, why are you crying? I was like, you're not emotional about this? Get out of here, kid.
She's not connected to the real story.
Nah, she has no idea.
Guys, and please, look up the trailer for The Harder They Fall. That's going to have you hype.
The Harder They Fall.
Yes. It's your Flashing Lights report. It's a high, let me see, today, 75, and alternate side parking rules are in effect.
We're waking up. Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg. Hot 97.
NFL Week 5 is here and FanDuel Sports.
Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, ladies and gentlemen, our guest today, the Honorable Shine. How are you, sir?
Good, my brother. So happy to be here.
Pleasure.
This is a hip-hop institution, a music institution.
Yeah, no, this brand was definitely a part of the young part of your career, and I'm glad that we can be a part of the new part of your life as well.
And even though we've been in touch and you guys have been, you know, very good at giving me my flowers, it was weird to be in New York and not come to Hot 97.
Mm.
You know, we finally figured it out.
You remember the first time you came up
here? Yeah, I think it probably was with Diddy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, probably on that Forever album.
Before Bad Boys came out.
Yeah.
Just moving around.
How old are you at this time?
I'm 42. I'm going to be 43 next month.
And so, at this time with Diddy?
I was probably like 19.
19.
Yeah. This is the place that made my career, because you hear this baritone, this deep baritone. This is how I sound. This is how I talk. You know, I sound like my father. But, you know, I faced a lot of criticism.
Sounded like Big.
Yeah.
It was a big thing.
But it's who I am.
And you still sound the exact same.
24 years later, this is my voice, right? You listen to me in the House of Representatives.
Same
thing. So there was a lot of pressure. And, you know, the saying that, you know, it's cliche, if you can make it here, you can make it anywhere, you know, is the God's honest truth. Like, if you could have made it out of the criticisms and the battle of, you know, authenticity and credibility, you know, of you know, New York hip hop, you know, you was that guy. Like, you know, the standard was Jay-Z, Big, Nas. And for new artists, I had to live up to that level. You know, I'm no Big, I'm no Nas, I'm no Jay-Z, but I had to do my best to try to do that. So I say all that to say that's why, you know, Hot 97 is so important, because when Bad Boys came out, it was right here. Funk Flex, got to give him his flowers. He's another, again, nobody, you know, I was saying it about you. You're a great guy, but you give it up when it's deserving. You know, you're not just over here clapping for everybody that walks in the room, right? And that's New York. So when that Bad Boys dropped, I never forget it. You know, Flex played that record like 100 times, and that was it.
I remember the first thing I ever heard was Better Be Understood, Bad Boy Run This.
Yes.
Home Remix.
Sitting Home Total. Remix. That was a great record, too.
And people were like, oh, who is this guy sounding like?
That was a great record, too.
But Shine, how did you, like, tell us, walk us through, like, how you connected with Diddy.
Well, you know, I got to really thank this kid, Austin. He's the unsung hero in my journey. I was in a barbershop, Church Avenue. I still go there to get you know, Jamaican food from fishermen. I rapped for Austin, right? Right at the barbershop. He was like, oh my goodness. Then he took me to Don Pooh. We went to Mark Pitts. Everybody that I rapped for was amazed. I saw Puff at the Sony Christmas party. And I was like, man, I'm the greatest thing you ever gonna hear. Because, you know, guys from Brooklyn, you know, Jay-Z, he's the epitome of it. But we just got this confidence that's just, like, ridiculous. It could be nauseating if you don't...
You're on the wrong side of it.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, we just know. Finally, I rapped for Puff. He was like, you know, you all right. Yeah, you could rap, but I got to teach you how to make hit records. And, yeah, that was the beginning. And so after that, I was like, yeah, really? You think I'm all right? Chris Lighty, God bless his soul. I went to see Chris Lighty on Varick Street at Def Jam. And I rapped for Chris Lighty. This is when a young Swiss Beats, I don't even think he put out a record yet. But, you know, you used to give your beat tape, mm-hmm. you know, and circulate it around the record companies. And so Chris Lighty put on a Swiss beat tape. And I just went ape. And he was like, hold up, Leo, I'm coming to your office. I went and I rapped for Leo. Leo was like, you're not leaving the building. Stay right here. We're signing the deal now. And you know, then Puff heard about all that was happening. I went to Sylvia Rhone. You know, I went to Jimmy Iovine.
So you could have went anywhere.
Oh, it was. I was like, you know, LeBron or whoever, Kobe, any of them kids coming.
Were you concerned about going to Bad Boy because of the big comparisons that would then be so inherent?
Well, you know, I think nobody was talking about that when I was rapping. I was just a young, hungry.
It wasn't until the music actually came out that other people started saying it.
You know what it was? I think it had a lot to do with karma. And I did this. Nobody helped me. Like, I had no uncles, no friends that, you know, were in the music industry. And so, you know, they put me with a person who put me with a person. I was this kid who had a vision, who made a decision, you know, that I was going to do the right thing for my mom, for my grandma. I was going to sign to Puff. Russell, Leo, Chris, Lighty, all bum rush the Mulholland Drive mansion that Puff was staying on. And I was like, yo, Puff, you know, I'm going to just go tell him, we gonna do the deal. Let me just give him that respect. I never came back. I checked into the Peninsula Hotel and I flew back to New York with Chris Lighty. And I think I went to the St. Regis and, you know.
So you was gonna do Puff dirty. You was just gonna skate.
I don't think it's doing him dirty. I'm a businessman.
Well, of course, but you said I'll be right back. You didn't come back.
But in the end, you did sign.
This is what I'm trying to tell you.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah. Hey,
what's happening? Your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
And so I said to myself, if I want to be that guy, I need to get the information. It's not about the money. I need the information, because if I get the information, I'll be successful. And I called Puff, I was like, listen, I'm coming home.
I've heard you talk about that energy in context of the club incident that ultimately, where you was like,
You know what's interesting about that? Is that at that point, I had done the transformation.
When the club incident happened, you'd already...
I'd done the transformation. I was carrying Puff's suitcases. We were at a point where I wasn't even really dealing with Puff. I remember, you know, I was in my own world. We were in the Hamptons. And so he was like, listen, you know, you locked in the studio. All this partying, everything that we doing, you need to be in the studio. You're not hanging out with us. And so that's what I was doing. So he played the Bad Boy records, you know, Respect to Easy LP. Mm. And he played the beat. And he was like, this is it. This is it right here. If you could deliver on this, you're gone.
And then
Puff was going to be on Bad Boys. The second verse is his verse. Ming's dragging on the floor. Banging on you. Second to Christ, scientists examining for flaws. That's his verse, Port of Cristal, on the way to trial.
You wrote it?
Yeah.
And you were going to have him. Why did he not do it?
Because Club New York happened.
Right. They said we can't do that. Yeah, it's not the move.
So, we went our separate ways, so to speak. And so
do you think Club New York was a karma situation? Like, I've heard you talk about it. Like, yo, I shouldn't have been in that situation.
So what happened in 98? And it's not like I was doing anything inhumane, but just, you know, being young and you know, just being, you know, aggressive. Yeah, it was a lot of negative energy. And, you know, honestly, I was defending myself that night. You know, I really didn't go to Club New York, you know, looking for trouble. You know, unfortunately, I had just been shot at, you know, 30 days before Club New York in front of Daddy.
Yeah, in front of Daddy.
I had been shot when I was a kid. So I was really just protecting myself. You know, Scar and those guys, they're murderers. Like, you know, they're kids from the street that get busy. So when they're arguing with Puff, even though I know them and we're from Brooklyn and we all cool, when they say, I'm gonna kill you, when they, you know, when I see somebody reach, it's gonna happen. So again, you could say, well, we should have waited until we got outside, or we should have tried to get outside.
So it's a life and death decision for you at that moment.
Yeah, so, but I wasn't on one like running around crazy in 99. I was carrying bags and I was, you know, wherever Puff was, I was a shadow and I was in the studio making records. You know, but I guess that's how it happens sometimes.
Shine Poe. In the building.
Yeah.
I spent a lot of time up here shouting out Africa and, you know, trying to reconnect black folks to their heritage and having, I mean, look, we African ancestry up here. We try to have that dialogue, but I think Belize is a very interesting nation in that regard, because all of these cultural dynamics are, at least from what I could tell, are celebrated.
Absolutely.
By the nation.
You know, two of the artists that's outside, they're Garifuna, but they do hip-hop and dancehall. So, you know, it's a hybrid. It's really a beautiful melting pot of rich cultures. So definitely, you know, we got the pristine beaches. But if you like the Maya, you got the jungles, you know, the Maya temples in the jungles. You know, Belize is paradise. I wouldn't want to be any place other than where I'm at right now, which is to be in my country and make sure that that paradise is available to everyone in that country. For me, I don't necessarily want to be here. Every time I come here, I want to go back because I have so much work to do. But this is a part of my work. Talking about Belize, I don't know what your audience is. I don't know how many millions of people listen to you.
Oh, there's Belizeans and Garifuna.
But I want the people that don't know about Belize.
Oh, yeah, that's why I brought it up. Because I know tourism and these things
that's
people don't know about how rich it is.
So that's why I'm here.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know how many other Belizeans, you know, come on Hot 97. But, you know, not everyone has the voice that I have.
Mm-hmm.
So again, these are all opportunities where, you know, I could talk about Belize and millions of people that might not have known about Belize will know about Belize, and they could come to Belize, they can invest, make it a second home, do business, do whatever. And so, you know, I really appreciate that.
Shine, man.
What a life you've led.
Listen,
my friend.
Sir, congrats. Yeah.
Thank you, brother.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
it's beautiful
you.
Beautiful to watch,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, one day we'll all go down there and do a proper show. Yeah, I'd like to do that. Yeah. We should do that.
Just let me know. I'll take care of the accommodations.
Y'all, what time? Shine.
Shine Pope.
Hot 97 and Meek Mill teamed up to get the Tri-State paid.
You dig? Woo! All of my money is new. All of my money is blue. What up? It's your boy Meek Mill, and I do approve this message. Yo, all my money to you.
It's the Meek Mill Debt Relief. Tap in every Friday with us on Ebro in the morning, middays with Megan Wright, afternoons with Nessa, and nights with Funk Flex.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.